y'all, it's V, and welcome back to my podcast, Everything But Lies, where we talk about all and everything above the skies. I know it has been a minute since you have heard my voice, and I have did another podcast, but your boy had a lot of stuff going on for the month of March, alright? I'm sorry, I apologize. I know I have a lot of dedicated listeners out there who have been hitting me up saying, you know, when the next one gonna drop? You know, we haven't heard it, we missed you. And so I'm back. I'm back, y'all, all right? I'm here to give you guys another episode. We're going back to our weekly uploads. So I do want to say that, you know, I apologize if you guys hear me sniffing. If you guys don't know, you know it is allergy season, and I have really bad allergies. So I apologize if y'all hear me, you know, sniffing, or I may sound congested, but it is due to my allergies. All right, y'all, we finna dive into it. So on today's episode, we are going to talk about, do love languages play a role in relationships and friendships? All right. I believe they do. And I'm going to tell you why. So if you don't know anything about love languages are ways that people receive love, how they feel love, and also how they show their love for you. And so there are five love languages. We have words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, receiving gifts, and acts of service. So if you don't know what your love language is, you can go online, you can type in the love language quiz, and it's going to ask you, you know, a set of questions, how you would answer each question, and then at the end it's going to give you a result. Is going to show you a percentage of your top percent of how you most receive love. And then it's going to go all the way down to your lowest percent. So with me, my number one love language is quality time. I'm a person where whether I'm in a romantic relationship or just, you know, my friendships, where if I want to spend time with you and, you know, do things with you, it's because I love you. That is how I believe I receive love. You know, I love quality time. So quality time is number one. Number two is actually a tie with physical touch and words of affirmation. So for physical touch, if you don't know, is, you know, you love, you know, touching up on, laying up on, you know, anything that has to do with physical, you know, whether it's, you know, me, you know, if I'm in a romantic relationship, me kissing you or rubbing on you or, you know, being all snuggled up under you, that all falls under physical touch. Words of affirmation is, you know, really what it says, you know, hearing, you know, you're handsome, you know, you look good today. You smell good today. You know, I love your haircut. Or, you know, I love what you have on. You know, those positive words that make you feel good. That's words of affirmation. My fourth one is acts of service. So acts of service is, you know, when someone does things for you. So, you know, if you're someone, if you know that I'm always, for example, cleaning up a room, right? You just take the initiative and you clean the room for me so I don't have to. Or if I'm always, you know, washing the dishes, you know, you come in and you wash the dishes without me having to tell you to, you know, because you know I always do it. That's acts of service. And my last one, y'all, is receiving gifts. I'm not a materialistic person. You know, I say I like nice things, but I'm not a materialistic person. I'm not the type of person where, you know, I have to have a Louis Vuitton bag and a Gucci bag and Gucci shoes and Balenciaga. Like, I could care less about the materialistic things. So me, you know, I'm not a materialistic person. So those are my, you know, love languages from most to least. That is for receiving love. If I am showing love, for me, I feel like my top love language is giving gifts. I feel like I'm the type of person, like, I want to spoil you. Like, if I, like, and this goes with, you know, both friends and romantic, but I would probably say more so in, like, a romantic relationship. So, you know, if I'm dating you and I really, like, love you, I fuck with you, you know, I'm like, my man type thing, you know. It's like, I want to buy you stuff. Like, I want to buy you gifts. Like, whatever it is you like, you know. If, you know, it's a certain type of cologne you want, you know, I want to buy it and surprise it for you. You know, if it's a certain type of shoes or clothes you want, I want to get them for you. You know, I love gift giving. I don't know. It's just something about, like, you know, oh, yeah, like, I bought that for, like, my man. Like, my man wearing my gift that I bought. I don't know. I just love gift giving. That's one. And then, of course, my second one, showing love, too, is quality time. Like, I love just spending time with people, you know. And quality time is, this is for me, even with showing love with, whether it's romantic or just my regular friends. If I really, like, you know, love you and I'll go hard for you, I want to spend time with you. It's just something that I want to do. I feel like if I distance myself and I no longer want to spend time with you, then if I'm in a romantic relationship, it means I'm just not feeling you. The vibes aren't there. Things aren't mutual no more. On a friend wise, you know, it's like, I don't really fuck with you like that no more. Like, I just don't want to be around you. So quality time is up there for me for receiving, and giving, and also when it comes to a romantic relationship and friendship relationships. So you may say, you know, how does this play a role when it comes to romantic relationships and friendships? I think it plays a big role. And so I'm going to give you an example, right? Say you're, we'll go with, you know, romantic relationship. Say you're with somebody and your love language is quality time, receiving love, and their love language is, we'll just say, acts of service, right? If I know the way that I receive love is by spending time with you and this person is never spending time with me, then it's like, well, do you really love me? You know, you don't spend time with me. You don't try to make an effort to do things with me, so do you really love me? Vice versa, you know, if theirs is acts of service, you know, it's like, well, you don't never, like, try and do things for me that you know I do a lot of and you know I like it. So, you know, one thing I will say is, you know, I think if you're in a romantic relationship, it's important that you take a love language quiz. So you can get to know, like, what your partner likes, what they don't like. Your partner may, you know, their number one love language may be acts of service, but all you're doing is giving them gifts. And if giving them gifts is number five on the list for them for their love language, then it's like you're not catering to them. So, you know, I believe it's important that you know and you understand what your partner likes and what they don't like. For me, right, like, one of my, like, my least love language is receiving gifts. So, you know, if you go out and all you're doing is giving me gifts, yeah, I'm gonna appreciate it. But if you're not spending time with me, those gifts don't matter. It's like, okay, thank you. Like, you know, I appreciate you for giving it to me, but you're not spending time with me. You buying me, you know, $400, $500, $600 gifts is not really showing me that you love me when deep down inside I crave that time with you, you know. And quality time for me is a thing of, it can just be like we sitting in the house and we watching a movie, or we just sitting listening to music, vibing with music, or we just sitting and talking. Like, quality time for me doesn't always necessarily mean we got to go out and do something, you know. I'm content with, you know, if we just want to sit in the house, we have a movie night, a movie date night. But it's like, it's the little things, like the person, you know, who I'm dealing with now, you know, I've said in a previous episode, my secret bae. One of the main thing that gravitated me towards him and what caused me to really, like, be like, you know what, I fuck with this dude, is we will always sit in his car, we would listen to music, and we would talk. And for me, I felt so, like, it was content for me. Like, I didn't care if we didn't go out and get food or nothing else. It was just the fact that I'm sitting in the car, it's just me and him, and we're vibing and creating a bond off of just listening to music and talking to people. So, You know, it's the little things, but for me, you have to spend time with me. I will say this. This is not on the top five, you know, the five love languages. But for me recently, I feel like another love language of mine is traveling. I feel like it's one that I've really only done for myself, like, you know, because I really haven't had anyone who is like, okay, we going on trip. But, you know, I'm going to tell, you know, like, for me, it's like, if you was like, hey, babe, like, we going on a trip. Pack your bags. Like, I'm always spontaneous stuff. Like, that's another thing about me. I love spontaneous. Like, if you tell me, like, today, what's today? Like, today's Saturday, right? If you tell me, you know, you need to pack you a bag, tomorrow we leaving, I'm all with it. And traveling for me has become a love language. It really has. I feel like, you know, traveling, it brings me serenity, it brings me peace, it brings love, happiness to me. So, you know, I would really have to say, if I had to pick two, it's going to be quality time is number one, and then two, traveling. So, you know, if you do want to, like, you know, really spoil me, buy me a trip, take me on a trip somewhere. That would, like, I would do, like, you want your dick sucked? I'm going to suck your dick because you took me on a trip. But, like, you know, I love that. I love that. So, I, you know, truly believe you need to learn what your partner's love language is. Same for your friends. You know, I have a friend who, for her, like, she loves gifts. And we had to talk about it. She was like, you know, I love receiving gifts and I also love giving gifts. So for her, you know, it's like, okay, like, she may not be quality time, but it's like, you know, to show, like, you know, girl, like, I love you. You know, you're a true and a real friend to me. You know, get her a gift. And we talked about it. She was like, you know, I'm not picky. She was like, it can be like the smallest thing. But she was like, it's just the thought of you thought about me enough to get me this. And nothing is wrong with that. Everybody's love languages is different. So even when it comes to your friends, I don't think it's as deep as when you're in a romantic relationship. But you do need to take account into what is your friend's love language. If for your friend, if their love language is, you know, physical touch, right? If they're your friend, then when you see them, you may need to get them a hug. You know, things like that. So I feel like when you're in these different type of relationships, you know, whether it's romantic or on a friendship, it's important that you know what their love languages are. But like I said, I think it falls deeper and it really plays a bigger issue when you're in a romantic relationship. So I'm gonna give you an example, right? So when I was in a previous relationship with an ex, my love language was quality time. Their love language was receiving gifts. I was always getting my love language answer. You know, we would always spend time together, whether, you know, if he was going to the store, I'd be like, you know, can I ride with you? And it was never an issue. For him, that he loved receiving gifts. I never really bought him gifts. And it's because, you know, for me, I felt like, you know, well, that's not my love language. That's like right now at the bottom of my love language. So, you know, I'm not finna give you no gifts. And he was showing me that aspect, but I was never showing him his. You know, I remember, you know, he told me, he was like, I love roses. He was like, you know, you never bought me any roses. And so from his eyes and his point of view, I wasn't catering to what he needed to really receive love. And so that's why I said, you know, you have to understand and know what your partner wants. Once again, too, a relationship, when you're in relationships, you know, is not all about you. You can't always want to receive things, but never care or attempt to, you know, give your partner what they want. A relationship is give and take. You're going to have to give some stuff and you're going to have to take things. And it's vice versa. So it's important that, you know, you understand these things. So that way, if you're in, whether it's romantic or a friendship relationship, you can continue to grow those relationships. When you're thinking about it, right? If we're going to use me as an example, you know, if mine is always quality time, you never spend time with me. In my mind, I'm going to be like, well, who the fuck else you spending time with? Who you seeing? Who got your attention where you can't spend time with me? You see how that can work? So, it may be a thing of your partner may really not be, you know, seeing someone else or doing things with somebody else. But because that's your number one and you, that's how you receive love. You not receiving that love that you need can make your mind think about other things. So I'll give you this, right? So this is something I've noticed in my five love languages. So when I very first took this test, it was maybe about 3 or so years ago. My number one love language was quality time. My number two love language was words of affirmation. My number three was receiving gifts. Number four was acts of service. And my fifth one was physical touch. That was when I was with my ex. When I got with Secret Bae, it changed. My number one was still quality time, but my number two was words of affirmation and physical touch. I'm the type of person, I'm not a touchy person. I don't like to be touched. Like, even if I'm, like, out and, like, you introducing me to people, like, it's, like, in gay, like, in the gay community, you know, a lot of dudes, they like to come up and hug you. I don't like that. I'm the type of person, I don't even really like to shake your hands. Just give me a fist bump. I'm not a physical touchy type of person. That's not me. It has never been me. But when I started dealing with Secret Bae, it was just something, like, about the way they, you know, he would touch me and do certain things. It's like, damn, like, I love when you touch me. So my love language has changed. It became quality time and then words of affirmation tied with physical touch. Receiving gifts and acts of service was my bottom two. So two, you know, it may be a thing where you may want to take this test every 3 or 4 years. Because I'd say this, when you're dating someone, you're going to be dating multiple people. Because the same person you met, we'll say in 2020, is not the same person you're going to be with in 2024. People change. People evolve. People grow. And so as you're growing and you're changing, your love languages may change. And nothing is wrong with that. So for me, mine changed. I was never a person where I liked physical touch. And then I got with this person and I was like, you know, I'm all, you know, for it. Like, so things change. Just like me, you know, I told him, I was like, I know what your love languages are. And this man has never took the test, or if he has taken the test, I don't know about it, but he has never taken the test. And for me, I was like, I guarantee you, I know your love languages. I was like, I may not can't name them from 1 to 5, but I told him, I was like, I guarantee you, your number one love language is physical touch. It's between physical touch and I bet number two is acts of service. Or if it's not physical touch, number one is acts of service and physical touch. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, I watch and I study people and I studied him. And I know the things he does. Like, for one, like, one thing he does that I don't really care for, but it's his way of expressing his love to me. I think it's weird and it's like, you know, but if that's what floats your boat, that's what floats your boat. He likes to bite. And I probably got some people out there who's like, you know, bite. And then I probably got some people out there listening like, yes, like, I like biting. And so it's like, you know, it's so funny and it's weird to me because it's like, we can just be sitting in bed, right, watching a movie. He'll grab my arm and I'm up here thinking, you know, he want me to put my arm on, you know, his head. You know, or rub his belly or anything like that. And he grabbing my arm so he can bite my arm. And it's not like a bite, like, let me take a meat out your arm. But it's like a love bite. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. And I think that is, like, it's so weird to me. And I think it's because nobody has ever, like, expressed their love to me in that type of way. But it's like, you know, I get it in a sense. Because it's like, if you're always biting me and then it's like, damn, you don't bite me no more or nothing, it's gonna be like, damn, who the fuck got your attention? So, you know, it's things like that. And I've picked up on that. That my partner, one thing that he does is he likes to bite. And when you're dealing with a person or you've been dealing with a person for some time, you'll get to learn their traits. But I've realized that's how he expresses love. And I remember I asked him, I was like, why do you bite me so much? And he was like, I don't know. He was like, it's weird. He was like, but it's kind of how I show my love and I express my love. And I was like, I guess, but like, you can't express it some other type of way. But I'm like, you know what? It's cute because it's different. And so it's things like that. For example, right, this is where I go back to saying it's about a give and take. If you know your partner loves to bite and you always pushing them off like, don't be biting me, don't be biting me. If that's how they show their love, you can't necessarily get mad if that person is like, you know what, I don't really want to deal with you, you know, and things like that. If that's how they show love. So that's why I said, you know, it's about, you have to learn what it is that your partner does. And that's just one example. You know, that you have to understand and get to know how your partner expresses love. Because everybody expresses their love differently. I'll say this, and this is something I can admit to. I have not been the best communicator. I'm a, you know, the type of person where a lot of times I won't communicate. It's like, you need to understand what's going on in my head. You should be able to read my mind. And in a sense, that's toxic. I won't communicate, but I move funny. You know, I'll start moving differently. And you know, it has happened. And I've had, you know, partners come up and say, like, why are you moving so different? Oh, nothing. Ain't nothing wrong. Like, and thus I can clearly see something is wrong. What is it? Nothing is wrong. You know, but deeper down inside, it is. And so, you have to be able to understand that just because you don't like something and it's not something that you're used to, if you're going to deal with somebody and this is somebody that you want to be with, there are certain things that you are going to have to do and certain things that you may have to accept. Now, I've said this in a previous episode before. Don't accept foolishness and things that you know are just simply not right. That is not what I'm saying. But I'm saying in a sense, right, you know, if I'll use the same example. If you know your partner likes to bite and you don't want them biting you, then this may not be the person you need to deal with. But if this is the person that you want to deal with, you got to understand, sometimes they're going to want to get a little nibble bite, you know, love bite in. So, you know, I believe that it is important that when you're in, whether it's a romantic relationship or a friendship relationship, you understand what your friends and your partner's love language is. Because I do believe it can play a key part in your relationship. And so, you know, nothing is wrong with sitting down with your partner or your friend and be like, you know what, let's take this love language test. Let's see what each other's love languages are. So, you know, we can cater to each other in the way that we want to be catered to. Because like I said, if you're a type of person where you always want physical touch, and receiving gifts means nothing to you, but all this person is doing is giving you gifts, you're not going to feel love because you're not feeling that physical touch, that physical presence from that person. So, you know, before I end this episode, for everybody out there, if you're dealing with somebody, whether you in a relationship talking phase or, you know, you got friends, and you're trying to figure out, you know what, how can I like step my friend game up? Or how can I step my romantic game up with this person? Sit down with them and take a love language test. You take it and they take it. Because like I said, the same love languages that you may have had 1-2 years ago could possibly change now. And nothing is wrong with that. So sit down with them and take the test. Y'all, the test does not take no more than 5 minutes. I'm so serious. You could probably get done with it in like, literally under 5 minutes. So take the test with your partner or your friends and see what it is, what their love languages are. Because if this is somebody, whether they're your friend or your partner, and if they receive love one type of way, but you're giving them love that's at the bottom of their list, they're not going to feel it. So number one is take the love language test with your partners or friends. Number two, understand that your partner or friend's number one love language may be something that you have never done, and it may be hard for you to do. But understand that if this is something that you want to pursue with this person romantically, or this is somebody that you want to be friends with, these are things that you may have to do. Well, not may, that you're going to have to do. And number three, be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I say that because if it's something that you know you don't want to do, it's going to make you a little uncomfortable because you're not used to it. It's not something that you do naturally. You know, you have to step out of your comfort zone a little bit. But nothing is wrong with that. So number one, take the love language test with your partner or your friends. Number two, understand that you may have to do things that may not have came necessarily easy for you. And number three, be comfortable being uncomfortable. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Once again, we are back at it every Monday. You know, we drop in, you know, my little episodes that I know you guys enjoy. And I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you found something out of it that you can take. And I love you guys, and I will see you guys next week.